Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just understands how things work in your kingdom so that she may bear more fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers you by in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I just want to touch on the previous podcast where I was talking about getting ready for eternity, okay? Living every day of your life now, okay? Dying to self and just seeking the Lord's face and asking Him what you should do every day and letting Him govern your days so that you can be prepared on that day. That's the one day, you know, people have so much they try to get ready for, you know, these deadlines and things. That's the deadline that matters. It's forever, okay? And you want to be ready for that. You want to know that you've done everything, you know, that the Lord has placed upon your heart and given you, and you've been a faithful servant, and enter into eternity relieved, you know, that you've obeyed Him, okay, and you're done. You want that feeling. The Apostle Paul talks about that, and he says, I finished my race, my course, okay, I finished the race. And I just want to explain something. When I said that you don't really know what will matter, I want to explain that a little bit more. So often I come across sisters that have a zeal for the Lord. They want to serve Him, okay? And they say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to go and I'm going to study here and I'm going to learn this and I'm going to go spread the gospel. And I can talk to them and I can see, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that He's not even really concerned about that, you know? They want to go volunteer over here. They want to go help out over here. And it's not that their intentions are bad, but they're just misguided and they need to humble themselves, because I can see within their very own family even, there's people on their way to hell, you know? And I talk to them and say, you know what? He's concerned about the people that are in your backyard right now. He doesn't really want you going all over the place. He wants you to tend to the people that He's placed in your very direct life right now. And the reason why is for many reasons. Number one, okay, that's, you know, those are the people that need help. Those are the people that need help and that they're connected to and that He's placed in their life, you know, like the harlot Rahab, who interceded and saved her family from the judgment of Jericho, okay. And then number two, so often the works that they tend to lean towards are outward and more comfortable. Okay, it's those people inside of your life. Okay, your very close and intimate personal life, oftentimes very close family members. Okay, and friends, things like that that are the most painful. Okay, and that have hurt you the most. Okay, and that are the ones that you want to run away from the most. And those are the ones that Christ is sending you to, okay? And those are the ones that are going to conform you to the image of Christ, okay? Because you can go someplace and you can meet with people and you can do good works outwardly and still remain the same. But when you have that connection and you deal with the people that are an utter nightmare, in all honesty, oftentimes, an absolute nightmare. Oftentimes they have demons and things like that. And dealing with them is so painful because there's a history of pain, okay? Those are the ones that are going to cause you to die to self, okay? And are going to cause your old man to completely perish and be, and then you get completely transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and become completely brand new, a brand new sister in Christ, okay? And filled with the Holy Ghost and having the ability to deal with them and love them no matter what. And then that's what makes you a good vessel for the Holy Spirit. And then you have no idea what comes after that. They get saved. It gets leads to other people getting saved. You're more of a vessel, so you're more fruitful. So that's what I'm saying when I just want to clarify when I say you don't really know. Don't lean onto your own understanding. Humble yourself every single day before the throne of God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And do that, okay? Don't try and figure things out on yourself. This place is far too complicated. He knows what's going to bear fruit for the glory of God for all eternity and get souls saved and bear fruit, okay? So just focus on obeying Him and seeking His face and trusting in His wisdom and that He knows everything. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.